this Wednesday morning. That song is called Maggie's Song. It's a song for teen dating violence and domestic violence awareness about an actual event that occurred, a murder on the campus of Kalamazoo College. This month is National Teen Dating Violence and Awareness Month. Joining us to talk more about this topic from the Port Huron Police Department, Sergeant Doug Decker. Doug, good morning.
Morning, Paul.
It's an important topic. It's not an easy one to talk about, but it's important, isn't it?
No, it's important we share this information. And a big thing, the purpose of this month is to raise awareness, yeah. Right? So 2006, as you were, there was a National Teen Dating Violence Awareness and Prevention Week. And then in 2010, Congress actually officially recognized it as a month.
Right.
And there's a lot of things going on throughout the month. You know, we're talking about it a little later in the month, but it's still important to bring it up, you know. And the purpose really is, how do we break this cycle so people don't get into this? Or, you know, people into adulthood, how do we break the cycle so their kids aren't in it, right? Raise
yeah.
awareness, provide information, you know. So who can you contact for help? Who do you go to? And just getting your communities involved in everything about this.
Right, absolutely. You said break the cycle. I mean, it can be a cycle that goes down through many generations.
Right, as any kind of problem. So a couple important statistics, and there's so many of
yeah.
them, but some that stood out to me. Girls and young women between 16 and 24 experience the highest rate of intimate partner violence. So, you know, that's big. And then the next one, 1 in 3 teens in the U.S. will experience physical, sexual, or emotional abuse by someone they're in a relationship with before adulthood.
Mm.
So, you know, my daughter's 16. Her and her friends get together. That means more than likely one of them may experience this, you know,
yeah.
when you think of that 1 in 3. So it really hits home and, you know, and being the parent of a teenage girl.
Absolutely.
A big concern. And then 84% of the victims are psychologically abused by their partners. Half are physically abused. A third experience a sexual coercion, you know, so enforce in that. Those are big, you
yeah.
know, and I hate to sound chauvinistic and keep alluding to, you know, girls and stuff as the victims, because certainly we need to remember that boys or men can
sure.
be victims, too, of domestic violence.
And it takes a lot of different forms, too, doesn't it?
It does. So some of the dating violence that you should look for and be concerned to watch, there could be physical violence, an assault, sexual violence, psychological or emotional violence, you know. And at this age, this is a thing where, you know, they tend to want to manipulate, right,
mm-hmm.
that emotional. And stalking, right? It could be in person, electronically, and certainly, you know, teenagers and young adults are tied to their phones
mm-hmm.
and social media. So we see a lot of those type of reports, you know, the harassment.
Yeah.
They break up. I'm posting nude photos of you
that
now.
Happens.
So, you know, as a parent, don't, no matter how much
right.
you think the two of you are in love, don't take nude photos.
Yeah.
Right. It occurs between current and former partners. And the victims, you know, the concerns, like they become depressed, antisocial, they may become suicidal. And especially at these young ages, things like that, they engage in unhealthy behavior, right? They worry about their bodies and things like that.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, teenagers are impulsive anyways, I think,
yeah.
you know. And they don't really fully understand the consequences of their actions yet. You know, their bodies and minds are still developing. They don't realize that there's a price to pay for something. We just had an incident last night. A you know, carload of people show up at a house. A guy assaults a former girlfriend, and a bunch of other people get assaulted. And they just probably thought, we're just going to drive away and it's all good. Well, they luckily were picked up and arrested and lodged for that. So that's, you know, it's an unfortunate incident, but
right.
we're glad, you know, that this will come to conclusion. Another thing with teenagers, and they say even into young adulthood, mm. your brain and your body are still developing.
That's true.
So a
yeah.
lot of things are going on with you, right? So it's, you know, somebody breaks up and it's the end of the world.
Right.
I'll never meet the true, that was the true love of my life.
Yeah.
But there's always, there's somebody else
it's intense.
Out there for
yeah,
you.
But it's
right.
it's an intense feeling, absolutely.
Right.
What are some ways that we can prevent this kind of violence?
Well, some suggestions. Awareness from parents. So parents should be monitoring what their kids are doing. And even when they go to college, you should be monitoring. The school, you know, colleges, the high school, the middle school, they should be aware of this. Law enforcement certainly needs to be involved in the community. Adults, set an example. Show respect towards your spouse and others. And you know, leave unhealthy relationships. You know, I mentioned my daughter, and it's funny. She, her cousin, Kaylin, and her boyfriend, Donovan, she goes, that is the kind of relationship I aspire towards. And I'm like, what about your mom and I?
Yeah.
But I guess, you know, we're like the old people.
Yeah, right.
They're cool. They're young. They're near her age.
Yeah.
So, you know, they're in their early 20s. They have a nice apartment. They just started a new career, you know, and they went to college and they enjoy each other. But they also, here's another important thing about a healthy relationship. They can enjoy their own personal space away from each other. So, of course, my daughter's going to identify more with that than the guy that's 40 years older than her, right?
Of course. Yeah, that tends to be the way it goes. Right. Absolutely.
And with that, what are the signs of a healthy relationship, the kind you should look for? People communicate. They have mutual respect for each other. They're honest with each other. They're equals. One person doesn't hold something over the other's head, right? And again, like I said, they enjoy personal time. That's part of their healthy relationship.
Yep, absolutely. If somebody is suffering from this kind of domestic violence or teen dating violence, what should they do?
Well, I have a lot of phone numbers for you. First of all, if an incident is occurring or just occurred, I would recommend you call 911. So let's get police to respond. And also if we need medical staff there. If it's a non-emergency situation, you can call our central dispatch, 985-8115. And that's, you know, throughout the whole county, they dispatch for a lot of municipalities in the sheriff's department. Safe Horizons is here locally, so they offer a lot of assistance to domestic violence victims, right?
Mm-hmm.
They're 989-5246. And the last number, the National Domestic Violence Hotline. Maybe you have questions. Maybe you're curious about these statistics and a lot of the facts, and you're not quite ready to talk to somebody here locally. 1-800-799-7233.
There you go. Good information. Doug, thanks for sharing this with us. We appreciate it.
Thanks, Paul.